And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Federal Judge Royce Lamberth, apparently more concerned with hurt feelings than women's safety, has blocked President Trump's order to house prison inmates according to biological sex. The ruling, affecting 16 biological males in women's facilities, showcases how far our judiciary has strayed from basic reality. Adding to this institutional rebellion, New York's activist Attorney General Letitia James is directing hospitals to defy the administration's ban on childhood gender procedures, proving again that the left's cry of protect the children only applies when it matches their ideology. Remarkably, hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. have already recognized which way the wind is blowing, suspending these procedures rather than risking their federal funding. A breath of fresh air comes from our military, where the Army reports its best recruitment numbers in 15 years. Turns out our young Americans prefer serving a country that still believes in itself. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced plans for 9,600 additional training slots, suggesting that America First resonates more than America Last ever did. And the renewed patriotic spirit extends beyond active duty, with Project Dynamo's veteran-led team just completing their 7,000th rescue mission, this time saving a Christian missionary family from Haiti's chaos. Unlike our previous administration's Afghanistan debacle, these veterans remember that no American gets left behind. And speaking of institutions that are resistant to reality, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell chose Super Bowl week to double down on DEI. Even as corporations nationwide have abandoned the divisive policies, Goodell's insistence that diversity quotas make football better might surprise the countless qualified candidates passed over for the sake of statistical virtue signaling. Meanwhile, a federal judge just dismissed New Jersey's climate lawsuit against oil companies. Apparently, some courts are still recognizing the difference between judicial authority and political activism. The very nerve of them. And the export of progressive fantasies continue, with British lawmakers hearing disturbing testimony about North American-assisted suicide practices. Two U.S. doctors suggested that feeling like a burden justifies ending life. A chilling preview of healthcare's future when bureaucrats value spreadsheets over human dignity. North of the border, Justin Trudeau's government claims their digital ID system would remain optional, much like China's social credit score was once optional. Thank goodness there are some conservative leaders in Canada who are promising to ban such systems before they become another tool of state control. And that has been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.